Hey, greetings everyone. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. How you doing today? I hope you had a good day. I worked really hard on the homestead today. I had a lot of heavy things on my heart. Today I want to talk to you about the one who is worthy. Let's talk about the one who is worthy. Right off, I want to be clear, that is not me. I am not worthy. Confession time. Let me confess my heart to you. As hard as I try to obey and glorify God with all that I am, love Him with all that I am on a daily basis, it seems there's a long, long time where I do really well. Most times, by the Spirit and the Word, I'm able to do it. It's all of Him, not of me. And then there's those times that I allow my flesh to get in the way. For me, it's frustration. Yeah, that's my weakness. It rears up, and it's usually something minor. It's never anything major. And for a time, if I let my guard down, that frustration can rule me. I maybe do or say something I'm sorry for. I swerve into the ditch of sin and disobedience, honoring my flesh, not my master. Then what happens to me is over a time as I wrestle with my flesh and I come to myself and I see how wrong I've been, I have to beat my flesh back down again. I got to realize what I did, the sin that I did. I got to turn away from it. I got to repent of it. Can't just keep living in that. And then I ask the Lord for forgiveness for my failures. Then quickly, because of what He's done for me, I get back on the narrow path and I'm striving again for His kingdom, for His glory. It doesn't take very long as I go in the ditch, praise God. But it does happen. It's usually just a short ditch trip, but it's still a sinful ditch trip just the same. I'm confessing to you. Thankfully, it doesn't happen all that often. What I find is a key is once you come to yourself and you repent, don't focus on your sin and your shortcomings. You got to stop it, yeah. But then you got to focus on Christ, His majesty, and what He did for us. Yeah, again, I want to be clear. We have to leave our sin. We can't just say, oh, I'm a big sinner. I'm a sin all the time, and you're okay with it because Christ died and shed His blood for me, and I'm forgiven. No, no, no. No, He saves us from our sin. He does not save us in our sin. We got to confess it. We got to repent of it. We got to turn from it, forsake it, and then it's under the blood. If you live and accept your sin and are pleased with your sin, you're on the wrong side, and it's going to come and get you one day. Brother Paul, the Apostle Paul, noted this. If you go read Romans 7, he talked about the wrestling of his flesh. He said, who can save me in the end? Christ can save me. We are called to be perfect, Matthew 5:48. It means fully mature. But when we do fail, you know, Christ is so just and merciful and righteous and faithful, and He will forgive us and wash us clean again. What did He say to Peter? Forgiveness, 7 times 70, right? I love this verse, John 3:17. For God sent His Son not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. So, hey, we're all condemned in our sin, aren't we? None of us are perfect. I don't teach sinless perfection. I teach you can walk real close to fully honoring God in all of your ways, your doctrine. But you're going to have your flesh that rears up. You're going to have things that happen to you. And you know, the fact is, we're commanded to strive to be worthy. 2 Thess 1:11. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all good pleasure of His goodness, and the work of faith with power. You know, when I go in the ditch, I don't feel worthy to serve God at all. I want to give up sometimes, right? In your flesh, you listen to the enemy. Ah, look at you, you wretched, no good, worthless person. Who could ever love you and forgive you? Yeah, that's the enemy. That's your flesh. That's the wickedness that can come upon us, the condemnation. And then we read Christ's words and we see that he came to redeem us. He didn't come to condemn those that will turn from their sin and repent and keep striving, keep fighting, keep battling. It's going to have to be that way till the day you die. Although you will get better at it. Believe it or not, I've gotten better at all of this over the years. Only my wife could attest to that. I think she would tell you that I've gotten better at it. But there's still those times I fail. And I need to be accountable for that. And we're going to fail. And here's the key. Need to learn to be humble enough to admit it. We're not worthy. It's a good quality to have, to realize that you can be humble. You're not worthy. God honors the humble, not the high and the mighty and lifted up in their pride. You know, that's one thing that we want to always ponder. Make sure that we keep ourselves humble. And one way to do that is keep looking at Christ and his perfection. That'll humble you right there, won't it? Yeah. And again, there's no excuse for ongoing willful sin. I got to say that again. I run into so many people that say, oh, you're too hard on yourself. You're going to sin a lot. Jesus covers it. No, I can testify. Most of the time, his word, his spirit is enough to allow me to stay out of the ditches and I overcome things. It's those moments when I get weak, I get distracted, I follow my flesh instead of the spirit, sin comes right in. It does. Hebrews 13 says, don't let sin deceive you. Encourage each other every day, lest you be caught up in the deceitfulness of sin. We teach saints that a lot. We try to edify and encourage each other every single day. Man's heart is exceedingly wicked, Jeremiah says. Many ways man can be wicked when we leave and lose sight of our lifeline, Jesus Christ. So some of you are saying by now, well, yeah, this faith life is hard. You might say you're a newer believer. I sin all the time. I'm failing all the time. I'm in the ditch all the time. How are we ever going to do this? How are we ever going to overcome? Revelation 12:11, one of my favorite verses. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they love not their life unto death. You're going to overcome by the gospel of what Jesus did, his death, burial, and resurrection. You're going to overcome by the testimony, which means you've been striving, striving, striving. You're in the ditch, you're on the road, you're on the road, you're on the road. You get in the ditch, you repent, you get on the road. That's a testimony. The only way your testimony is bad is if you stay in the ditch. If you're fighting, you're in the fight. Only those that give up, they're not in the fight anymore. Satan's winning in them, right? So knowing your weaknesses and knowing his strength. It's a great wake-up call for us all. We are not worthy, though we should strive to be, and we must keep looking to him as our only hope. You know, we who strive, the saints I know and the holy brethren are all around the world, we're not working our way to heaven. I'm so tired of hearing that. You know what we're doing? We're working for the one that made our way. And when we fail, we grieve. We hurt. We go into sorrow after we come to ourselves. I felt really bad today in my heart and my spirit. I wasn't joyful because of the ditch I fell into. And you know what? If that's not you, because you want to live fully for your master and nothing, you want to do nothing against him. You love your master so much and all he did for you, all that he bought you freedom. You love him so much you don't want to sin in any small way against him. Unless all sin and failure bothers you, I got news for you. You're probably not in Christ at all. Yeah, a lot of false converts walking around thinking they're going to be forgiven of their sin that they just live in, live in, live in. If you're not striving to leave it, if you're not grieving over it, if your heart's not broken, if you don't shed tears over your sin, I don't care if it's one lie or adultery or murder. If you don't shed tears over it, if your body isn't affected. You know, I felt miserable today. Physically, I felt bad. Spiritually, I felt even worse. That's conviction of the Holy Spirit. If you don't have that over sin, you better test yourself. 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourself. See if you're even in the faith. So the good news, I want to point you to the good news. I want to edify you today. I serve the one. We may not be worthy. We may fall in the ditch. We have to repent and crawl out. Wash ourselves clean again. I serve the one who is worthy and he never fails. Let me read some verses to you. This is going to edify and encourage you on this day. I love these verses. This is going to lift you up, brothers and sisters. It did me. Brought me out of the ditch. Let me read this to you. Revelation 5, 1 through 14. Bear with me. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, within and on the backside, sealed with the seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who's worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven or in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, he prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a Lamb. That's our Lord. As it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of my right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive the power and the riches and the wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, as such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard I saying, blessed and honor and glory and power be unto him that sitteth upon the throne, unto the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. Saints, that's all I got for you. He is worthy. He's on the throne. He's made a way. We can overcome. If your heart doesn't break over your sin, you better check yourself. If you're living in the world like the world, if you're living like churchianity, if you're living in your flesh and not fighting it, you're not going to be counted part of his people. His people strive because he is worthy. When you fail him and you feel worthless, saints, you true brethren, as a servant of the Most High, you need to repent, you need to turn, come to yourself, cast off that sin, and look upon the one who is always worthy to save. What a glorious Savior we have on this day and in eternity. I hope that blesses you all. You're going to go into a ditch. Strive hard not to. You don't have to go into a ditch all the time. But when you do go in the ditch, you look up, look to that Savior. He's on the throne. He's worthy. He's opened the book. It's your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Test yourself at the gospel at don'tperish.com. Make sure you're crawling out of those ditches. You're running down that narrow road. You're seeking after the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Grieving over your sin. Striving to honor the one who is worthy. I'm going to leave it right there. I love you all. I hope you have a glorious day. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. I can promise you we're here striving every day. We're here to encourage the saints. Check out don'tperish.com and all our resources. Till next time, if the Lord lets me come again. May God be praised.